Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, Jack.
Uh-huh.
Stop doing that every week when I say hello to you and you're like, uh-huh.
I just panic, okay?
I just panic.
And I don't really know what to say to you. Sometimes I panic. It's just nice. It's nice to see you. And sometimes I find it hard to relay my feelings to you. You look nice. You look
wow.
You look okay.
Well, like 30 seconds in and already getting kind of deep. But thanks.
You look okay.
So you are listening to episode 7. Of Being More Cleverer. Can't actually believe we've made it this far.
I am sick to the knees of you.
I know. I mean, I have seen so much of you and it's getting hard to take.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually needing professional help still.
Which is what this podcast kind of is.
Yeah. So in Be More Cleverer, if this is your first time tuning in, not really tune into a podcast, do you? But first time listening, we like to delve. That word's been coming up too much, hasn't it?
We like to take a dip into the ocean that is knowledge.
Yes, that's exactly what we do. We take it in turns to learn loads about a particular thing.
So last time, Katie, you told me and everyone listening all about the internet. Well, basically, not all about the internet, because we've put a little pin in this, because there's so much to the internet, we're not ruling out that
Who knows?
We might go back to it.
Who knows? We don't know. We certainly don't know.
We logged in to a bit of the internet last time.
Clever. I like it.
It's like what I did there.
But at the end of that episode, what did we decide that you were going to be learning all about?
Let's hark back.
I want you to tell me all about the red light district.
Okay. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got an idea. Ooh, I'm excited.
The journey begins again.
Okay. Bring it. Come at me, sister.
Quite.
Oh, no.
And how did you find that?
Ha! So, the red light district.
Yes.
In general, just the red light district.
I mean, that was one that had been on my list for a while. And we've been talking a lot about porn last time as well. Mm. So I don't know if there was something on the brain, but thought it'd be a fun one for you to do. Thought I'd let you go off and go forth and brush up.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's been kind of playing on my mind and it's...
Why?
I've kind of been dreading this one. And you'd think
that's
that
good
I've...
to know.
I feel like I always say that, but this time I just felt like...
You actually do say that every time.
I do, but I haven't got anything for you this week, Katie, but I have got a surprise.
What? You've turned up to chat to me all about the red light district. You haven't got anything.
No, I haven't got anything. There is one thing that I have that I'll explain to you later.
I can't believe your laziness.
No, it's not lazy.
You're lazy. You've copped up. You've failed. You've let me down.
I've got a few bits, but there's just like... It's hard to explain. Shall I just get into a bit of history and then I'll show you a little gift I've got?
Have you got some history for me?
I've got a gift for you later. Just is that good enough?
Presents.
Yeah.
For me?
A present.
Hang on, about the red light district.
Mm-hmm. Here's the history. So, to all those who might not be in the know, a red light district, the red light district, is a part of an urban area where a concentration of prostitution and sex-orientated businesses, such as sex shops, strip clubs, adult theatres, Katie... They are found in that area.
So hang on, you say that like it's a general thing, like a park. Is it? I thought it was just in Amsterdam.
No, the Red Light District is a designated area of a certain big city.
Really? I actually didn't know that. I thought that it was Amsterdam's thing.
No, no, Casey. No, no. You will find them in all big, sprawling cities. Tokyo
really?
Notoriously has a Red Light District. New York, L.A.,
do they?
Paris?
Okay, I obviously have a lot more to learn than I thought.
The term originates from the red lights that were used to suggest that brothels were in the area. So if you saw a room with a red light, it kind of meant historically that it would be a brothel.
Oh.
In Japan, we were talking about Tokyo. Japanese police would they would draw a red line on maps to indicate the boundaries of a legal red light district, a legal place in the city where sex work could go on.
And is that still a thing there? Is that like historic?
It is, it is. In the United States during the 19th and early 20th century, gambling and sports, they call it card playing, in America, they kind of were the hub of red light districts. So around those gambling casinos and saloons would be the brothels and madame houses that would kind of built up from there.
Wow, there you go.
And then the red light has become synonymous with kind of illicit activities.
Naughty things.
Ew.
Gross.
So you mentioned Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Notorious for being kind of the most famous.
Well, when I suggested the topic, that's kind of what I was talking about. I thought that was the one.
Well, I did take your comments on board.
Good.
And I've looked into a little bit of Amsterdam.
Okay. Cool.
By the way, how are you feeling about your surprise that's coming?
I mean, you said surprise, and I'm obviously thinking, a surprise for me. And now I'm kind of thinking more about the topic, and it's, I mean, go on.
Yeah. Anyway, hold that thought.
Oh,
Amsterdam. So the red light district in Amsterdam is known as De Wallen. De Wallen.
De Wallen. De Wallen to you.
It's a network of alleyways and passages that contain 300
passages
and one naughty cabins. Oh no, not naughty cabins!
Watch out! I have heard there are the naughty cabins. Watch out for those naughty cabins. Have I thrown you, dear?
You have. I feel like every time
you
say the
warm?
Word...
Are you warm? I'm warm.
I am really warm. Every time we say the word naughty, we have to get like a horn played.
Yeah.
So there are over 300 brothels in the Red Light District of Amsterdam.
Which in many ways are naughty cabins.
Stop it. Prostitutes stand in the windows and offer their sexual services, typically with red lights. Mm-hmm. They're probably branching out. It's 21st century. You can get pretty good LEDs now. The area also has a number of sex shops, sex theatres, peep shows, you perverts, and sex museum. Oh, you naughty perverts.
Ooh, don't do that.
So, yeah, there's a sex museum.
I've been to the sex museum.
I knew it!
I have a confession. I have actually been to Amsterdam. And
You've been, you dirty, dirty madam.
I've been, and... I mean, I still thought that, I guess I kind of decided that we should talk about this more because I feel like I didn't really learn stuff when I was there. We kind of went
You just went for the show, didn't you, you peeping Tom?
Shut up. We didn't go to anything like...
We? It was to spice up your sex life, hun. Also in the Red Light District, Casey, they sell marijuana.
Marijuana?
Marijuana, yes, they sell marijuana.
Weed? Yeah, weed. I think... Yeah. Okay.
Do you know why Amsterdam became kind of notorious for being a red light district so early on in history?
No, I don't. I definitely don't know.
Because of its proximity to the harbour. That meant that the harbour attracted both prostitution and migrant populations to kind of hang around. Obviously, the ship's crew would come back to land.
Oh, and straight into the naughty cabins.
Straight into those naughty cabins.
Lovely. Delightful. Don't you need to stop doing that. I can't. No.
It's making you uncomfortable, isn't it?
It's already a bit much, and I'm already stressed about my surprise.
So up until 1811, prostitution was illegal in the Netherlands. But during the Napoleonic era, that law was lifted.
Was that to do with Napoleon? Was he a bit kinky?
The French soldiers were all about it. They loved it.
They loved it.
Are you ready for your surprise?
Am I ready for my surprise?
So here's some context, Katie.
Okay.
I mentioned to you earlier
Love
that
context.
I was putting undue pressure on myself to deliver something big. I feel like in these episodes so far, we've explored lots of different areas.
Yeah.
And I thought this one, very much like sex itself,
yeah,
there was like the pressure was on to make this in depth. How do you bring sex to life, right? Without bringing sex to life.
Jack, what are you doing? What's this surprise? Because you're really worrying me now.
We failed to mention that London also has a notorious red light district.
Does it?
Yeah, Soho. Historically.
Huh. I get. What, is that classed as a red light district?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. There are peep shows. There are sex cinemas. You know, you have to know where to look. There are sex shops. And definitely not legal, but it definitely happens. There are brothels.
Yes.
And massages, whatever. And I just thought, what better way to give this podcast a bit of colour is to take you on a little field trip.
So we're going to go to Soho.
Right now, we are going to go out and about on the streets of Soho to explore a real life red light district.
I'm going to sit at the back of the bus.
Okay.
Just saying.
Piggyback.
Ew, no.
Doesn't have to be sexual.
Stop.
So here we are, Casey, in the streets of Soho.
Yes, we're outside the NCP car park.
How exciting. This is London's very own red light district, of a sort. Obviously, prostitution is still not legal here, but good to point
that out in the early stages.
We're going to just look around, right?
Yep, just going to have a little peruse around the shops. A lot of these shops that I've walked past many a time, nearly every day, but never been in.
I've never been in either.
Liar.
Okay, here we go. We're outside a place called Prowler.
Yeah, it looks like a good place to start. Good as place as any, I reckon.
What do you reckon is going to be inside, Katie?
It looks kind of male-orientated.
Okay. What do you mean? Expand.
Like maybe targeted at the homosexual man, but that's cool. Well, it's the only way to find out, I suppose, isn't there?
Great, we'll find something for you in there.
Shut up.
First thing I've noticed, Katie, is that I assumed these places would just be really rude and dirty. Actually, they've just got great underwear.
No, it's just, this is very you. I mean, this is just sort of...
I would wear those. So we've come to the DVD section.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look. So here's a DVD called Drink Me. It's got a couple of men on it in an embrace. Looks quite a frisky book. No DVD, getting flustered.
Oh, I've seen that, you know. Not that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You have?
I've seen The Water Boys.
What goes on in that then?
It's on Netflix.
I'm pretty sure that it is aimed at gay men in this shop. But I actually, there's something for everyone here.
I think so too. Again, these are great. It's time to go into the blue room.
Am I allowed in here?
I mean, that is...
That's massive.
That's enormous. Latex free though. In case you've got allergies. Oh, we're in the reduced section now.
Oh, I know it. Oh, that doesn't... Oh, do you know what that is?
No, what's that?
So that... that is a...
What is it?
That doesn't go...
That's
all I need
thing.
To say. Yeah.
Oh my god.
At this stage, it's probably time to leave. Okay, so we've left Prowler.
Well, it was... We left soon after entering the reduced section, didn't we? So we got a bit scared. Not scared?
I just think it's probably best if you're going to use sex toys.
I don't
use cheap ones.
And I think also I've got a relatively open mind. Yeah. But I just don't know how I feel about things being inserted into penises.
I respect that. Yeah. I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
So we've come now to Walker's Court in W1, Soho. Notorious, Katie, for kind of being at the heart of the throbbing, excuse the pun, sex trade in the 50s. Not,
yes.
You kind of would expect it to be from back in the Victorian times. Very much not the case. It was very much an innocent market street that was adjacent to Berwick Street, just ahead of us.
Uh-huh.
In the 1950s, it became a lot more illicit in its dealings.
In what way?
Well, prostitutes.
Okay.
And rent boys would frequent this area. So,
I was wondering why I've always seen you around
here. Anyway, let's go into this sex shop that kind of is the gate, the opening to Walker's Court.
Why are you saying these words?
Come on. Warning, licensed sex shop. Persons passing beyond this point will find material on display. Please don't be offended.
I don't know that we're going down so many stairs.
We're going down, Katie. Would you purchase MILFs too?
No, I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't.
Okay. The breast of Scotland?
Glazed cougars.
Wow, it's massive.
Just keeps... That's the shop we're talking about, by the way.
Wow. They've got ones that you can try out.
Right, let's have a look at this.
How many fingers has that touched?
Fingers, is that what you...
How many fingers has touched this?
Kind of want to turn it on.
I don't
so we can
touch one.
Oh, there we go.
I'm spinning around, you're out of my way.
So hang on, can you... What do we do this? There's a lot of buttons on here.
Okay, I've just seen the grossest thing I think I've ever seen.
Well, no, I think it just got grosser. Look above.
Oh my god.
That belongs to Laura Dune. Penthouse Pet. And that's a hairy, vibrating cyberskin pussy featuring 70s-style full bush. Try me, buy me. Go on, have a little try.
I absolutely don't want to put my finger into that hole.
Oh, a beginner's dominatrix kit. Oh, this could be good for you, dear. You know, just a starter kit for you.
Hey, you can pick some more clitoris cream.
Shut up.
It's a good, Hollywood vagina.
Good use of the word apparatus. A new and hygienic apparatus. It stimulates and tones the muscles in the vagina.
Oh,
well, there's a picture of it in use. Hang on, what's going on there? How many of those...
Just watch your pussy lips and clitoris enlarge to enormous rubble.
Once you start to pump the air out, you will be... I can't read that.
I think I've garnered all the knowledge I could get in here.
It's quite reasonable. $9.99 for a mini vibe, a powerful vibrator, a timeless standard. And back to you.
A timeless standard.
A timeless classic.
Come on. We're done here.
How is that for you?
How was that for you?
Honestly, I've never been in a sex shop before.
I haven't. Hang on, no. I have been in one.
Oh my god, of course you have.
I went in one.
When in Rome.
Went in Rome, exactly. But, we did have a laugh, didn't we, dear?
Didn't we?
I don't know if it was supposed to be funny. The people were probably really judging us, but
yeah,
it was quite amusing.
I want to say, firsthand, so we went in a gay sex shop, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And we went in a straight sex shop as well. One of each.
Straight, that's a misleading word. It was all sorts in there.
There were.
There was something for everybody in there, Jack.
There was. You're right. I want to say this, though, Katie.
Yeah.
I was kind of embarrassed going into both. You know,
yeah.
You get quite prudish. I'll say I was quite prudish.
Yeah.
And I thought the gay sex shop was kind of, I felt kind of prudish. Mm-hmm. But then the other one we went into, I felt even like...
The things we saw
in
there.
It was positively tasteful in the gay one, I think.
Yeah. I was, well, the gay one was more like you'd probably go in there just like you would Top Man.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
It was like just like a normal shop, kind of, apart from the blue room.
The blue room was obviously for your, you know, for your deeper...
Ooh,
you said deep. No, obviously for like sexual toys.
Sexual toys.
Sexual toys.
And that metal thing. Oh, my God.
So we kind of brushed past it when we were there.
Hang on. What?
Katie.
What do you mean you brushed past?
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, just to explain... There is an implement where you can stick down.
Don't, you can't. Oh my God, you can't say this.
Just, you know what I mean. And it's there. And it was in the reduced section, which suggests that it's not a popular choice.
Yeah, curious that is, isn't it? They were trying to get rid of that one. Not a big seller. No.
So, So, knowing little about Soho's illustrious past, Katie.
Mm-hmmm.
How was that? Do you look at Soho in a different way now?
I suppose actually, yeah. Because I spend a lot of time in Soho.
Sure.
For work.
Of course you do. For work. But sex work.
No, none of that. So yeah, I suppose. Gosh, I'm really flustered, aren't I?
Mm.
But yeah.
To sum up, a field trip. Would you do it again, Kate? Would you go on a field trip for this podcast?
Yeah, let's do more field trips. I enjoyed that. It was fun.
Quite fun, right?
So, is that the Red Light District?
Covered.
You are covered
in Red Light District.
That's so gross. I feel like I've learned a lot. Like, more than I thought I would, no offence.
Yeah.
Like, De Wallen, so that's the name of the district,
yeah.
The Red Light District. I thought it would just be called the Red Light District on the map.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, De Wallen.
So that's like Amsterdam's Soho.
De Wallen, okay. There are 300 naughty cabins.
300 naughty cabins?
300 naughty cabins. Oh, no. That's gross. Gosh, I feel like I've learned so much. In 1811,
yep.
The ban was lifted in the Napoleonic era because the
French were...
Kinky as hell.
Kinky Frenchies.
So the ban was lifted to make it legal.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot. Thank you very much, Jackson.
You're welcome. And you also had a first-hand experience.
First-hand experience. And what a first-hand experience it was. Lovely time. Yeah, I learned a lot in that little trip.
I reckon we should tweet up the maps of these red light districts around the world.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Because we're so good like that.
We're so good at that, giving you info so you can get it firsthand. And you can have your own red light district experience.
Lovely time.
And it's like a red letter day.
So, lovely red light district.
Done.
Done.
I've got something in my pocket, Katie.
Did you buy something in the shop without me realising?
Here it is.
It's the wheel. Lovely wheel.
Yeah, it's the wheel and nothing else, you dirty, dirty lady.
Gross.
Gonna spin it for me. Gonna spin your wheel for me, my darling.
I'm not. I know you're definitely gonna go back to Prowler like tomorrow. So you loved that shop.
It was
a lovely shop.
It was great.
There were some great gifts in there.
I'd go in like it was an Urban Outfitters.
Urban Outfitters. You don't go to Urban Outfitters. I'd go to it like it was a Georgia Asda. That's you. Anyway.
So it's my turn to spin the wheel for you, Katie. How excited are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to spin the wheel for you, my darling.
Oh, don't do that. That's gross.
Here we go. Shh. You pick me off.
Oh, that's a good spin.
Nature and technology. I want you, Katie, to explain to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone goes on about it all the time.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a big problem.
Okay.
But I admit that I kind of don't really get it.
Oh, God.
I want you... to teach me and everyone else all about fracking.
Fracking? I know nothing about fracking. So, fracking? That's a curveball.
Fracking hell.
Fracking hell indeed. Oh, frack me sideways. Okay, I mean, I actually am kind of intrigued by this because I genuinely don't know anything about... This is like when you said Antarctica and all I knew was that I thought Pingu might have lived there.
Yeah.
And he did. So, okay, this is something that I definitely need to know more about. You definitely need to know more about.
I think it feels like an important issue, you know?
Okay, let's fractize. I'll see you same time, same place. Do a bit of fracking. No, yeah. We're not going to frack.
What
is fracking?
Who just frack off. We're done.
Frack you.
Hi there. If you have a question or a topic you would like to pose to us, please tweet us at BeMoreCleverer, or you can email us BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com with any topic or query you think that you should know and we should know. Subscribe, listen to this podcast. If you like it, subscribe to it. And if you've used one of our pieces of information in a conversation, let us know. Let us know on those mediums.
That was a fracking shambles.
Bye.
Het leukste cadeau voor de decembermaand komt van Apple en KPN. Want de iPad heeft KPN nu voor maar €379. Appeltje KPN dus. Ga snel naar de KPN-winkel en je hebt hem direct in huis. En dat is dan weer appeltje eitje.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.